Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I just noticed I got half my papers one direction and half of them the other. I have a topic I wanted to talk about today because of all of the craziness that's going on. So, my question is to you, is the media, the mainstream media, the enemy of the people? President Trump is taking a lot of heat and criticism for his constant railing at the media and their dishonesty. The media should be, they should be, the protectors of free speech. And in that, a direct line of truth to we the people. But in today's world and the not so long ago yesterday, we can see that they fail to be journalists seeking truth. Instead, they seek to manipulate the truth or just out and out lie. They pick and choose what news they might share, and I believe in some respects this is true on both sides of the media. Of course, true journalism and true news has no side. There should be no side. The truth and justice and facts. That's what journalism, truth in journalism, should be. So I ask you, is the media, if the media is lying, and if the media is manipulating the truth, why? Why would they do that? For what reason? What purpose? If the media chooses not to tell the complete story, or the complete facts to wrap up a piece of news, why? Why would they do that? I say to you, while I do like the, I don't like the constant Adam attitude and atmosphere that has taken place, I believe any media, any reporter that isn't telling the entire truth or blatantly lies, such as the suggestion that our first lady left the president after her surgery when they knew good and well they'd seen her in the White House, recuperating, walking around. Anyone who would do that is up to no good. And in that, I say yes, they are the enemy of the people. And the president is correct, as much as I hate to constantly hear it, that they are fake news. In fact, I actually think he's being kind when he says fake news. They are the enemy. The enemy has infiltrated across the lines of free speech and liberty, using our own Bill of Rights for their evil purposes. Free speech doesn't mean your mouth can just run and spew lies for propaganda. They have the right to an opinion. But when they should be open, they should be open to the fact that their reporting is exactly that, an opinion. Disclaimer here, my hour with you is my opinion. And I do try to bring the facts, and I do try to bring you news. I don't have a host of reporters or investigators to find anything out. I'm trying to rely on news sources that I think are reliable. I try to bring in the news that I believe is pertinent to you, where you live, and I also try to allow you your opinion on the air. No other talk show truly does that, at least not as freely as I do. Even my predecessor didn't necessarily like giving up his time on the air for callers. So today I ask you, is the media, particularly the mainstream media, the enemy of the people today? Should the president back off? his fake news comments and his pointing out how they misrepresent everything that he does, their hypocrisy. I had it brought to mind today the Shakespeare. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and they have their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts, his act being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the arms of his nurses. Then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail, unwilling to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation. Even the cannon's mouth, and then the justice. And I'm going to quit there. There's more of that, but I'm going to quit right there. And as we continue with this topic, what's up with those Democrats that they keep getting hacked and spied upon? And why isn't that making the news on mainstream media? Now, a Notre Dame professor, and I wrote gag at the top of this article, Notre Dame professor compares the reporters to soldiers in CNN's op-ed. They are soldiers. I guess they're fighting for us. You believe that? I believe they're soldiers, all right, but they're not fighting for freedom. They're not fighting for liberty. They're not fighting for a constitutional republic. And I think it's insulting to our soldiers to put them in the same light. I believe his article, I put at the top of it, gag, and then I put underneath that, what a farce. And then I had to ask permission because I wanted to make sure that wasn't a cuss word. What a farce. Today, it was brought to my attention, is Purple Heart Day in the United States. I don't think there's any media, mainstream media listed on here. The Purple Heart Medal is awarded to those who were wounded or killed while serving the U.S. military. The holiday also encourages people to pay their respects to fallen soldiers, to listen to the stories of soldiers and veterans, and to thank them for their service to the nation. From the Revolutionary War to World War I, the Purple Heart was first created on August the 7th, 1782, by the Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, General George Washington. Then known as the Badge of Military Merit, it was awarded to three Revolutionary soldiers in 1783. After the end of the American War of Independence, no medals were awarded until 1932, when the medal was revived on the bicentennial anniversary of George Washington's birth. According to a circular dated February the 22nd, 1932, Purple Heart medals were to be awarded to those wounded or killed while serving in the United States Armed Forces as a result of enemy action on or after April 5, 1917, and the United States officially joined the First World War on April 6 of 1917. The Purple Heart is something given because someone sacrificed. Soldiers sacrifice. These journalists today, CNN and MSNBC and ABC, NBC, CBS and those, and even some of them on Fox, what sacrifice have they made other than for money? They don't sacrifice truth for opinion, do they? I think that is the sacrifice they make. We're going into a break. Is the mainstream media, if they are lying to us, are they the enemy of the people? I say yes, they are. 877-895-5410 is the number to call us. 877-895-5410. Give me a call. Are they the enemy or not? And we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've got a few callers. They want to chime in with their opinion. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, is the media the enemy of the people?
Seems like we are the enemy. They want to do a change the Constitution or do away with it. They keep saying that this, what bothers me, they keep saying that this country is a democratic country, which the country was founded on a republic, not a democracy. But,
not a democracy, it's
like
a republic.
The leftists destroy the country, I think.
Well, I think they are too. They take an oath. The elected, they take an oath to the Constitution, and then they try to legislate it away as they try to push through socialism.
Trump says or does, and that's the opposite. It's like a war.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go to some other callers. I've got them piling up on me here. Thank you. Appreciate it, Larry. We have Wesley from New Hampshire. Wesley, how are you today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
How about you? Great introduction. I kind of recognize the elephant in the room, I think. you're referring to the censorship of Alex Jones yesterday?
Yes, I read some of that.
Yes, I've always kind of liked the guy, the entertainer or whatever. If I get bored, I watch some stuff. But I always noticed he was always saying that people were out to get him. And people would say he was crazy, and then he got banned in 12 hours from multiple of news outlets, different media outlets, including YouTube, shut down total censorship, you know?
Right. Do you know what? He put something out there that they got upset over, and I don't know what it was. Did you happen to see that?
I don't know. Nobody really knows because one of the things they need to keep referring to is hate speech. He violated a hate speech thing, and that's kind of a new leftist.
It's only hate.
First Amendment.
If they don't say it, it's not, you know, they don't have any hate speech when they're telling everybody to harass everyone and get in their face. That's not hate speech, but yeah, that's kind of a scary thing, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's very 1984 Orwellian type. I get it. What's really interesting is that the left is saying, well, YouTube is a private company and they have a right to choose who they want to not let on their media outlet or not. Okay, fine. But it's funny that the left all of a sudden cares about private enterprise in that regard, but nowhere else, even though they want to destroy the private enterprise, destroy free speech, and pretty much they want to censor the opposing opinion. But when it comes to private enterprise in their favor, they're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not actually okay with it in general, you know?
Right. Well, I know that there's an awful lot of banning and manipulation on these social medias. And I've often wondered, I know that there's smart people on the right. Why don't they just come up with their own media such as Facebook and do their own thing instead of using Facebook and giving them all the money? You know, why doesn't somebody on the other side come up with one that's better or just as good and go crazy with it? But I don't know. Anyway, it's scary times when they start silencing the people, and that's, you know, free speech. And the left doesn't seem to care about that unless it's them speaking. So I appreciate the call. Are you a first-time caller, Wesley?
I call here and there. But
okay.
I listen to you enough.
Okay. Enough.
I mean, in a good way.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. You too. We have Neil from Missouri, our good buddy Neil. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. We're finally getting some rain down here.
Yeah.
Getting anything up there?
A little bit. We could use some rain. I'll tell you what, we went out to Kansas, and they have got it dry, dry, dry out there. Their corn and everything looks pretty bad. So we're thankful for what little rain we've had.
Yeah, we've been needing some. But this thing with the corrupt news media, it's nothing new. This has been going on for 40 years. I've been fighting them. You know, and what they do is they can constantly run smear campaigns against patriots. And a lot of times what they'll do is when somebody is fighting for an issue of constitutionally secured rights in the courts, they'll run a smear campaign. And if anybody dares, anybody in the media, and I've had this happen 3 times now, Wendy Brockman at Channel 7, Chad Eiler, and Linda Hicks, who were both worked for major newspapers in Northwest Arkansas, all lost their jobs, not because they took a side, but because they did a fair reporting job on the issue.
Right.
So if you're a reporter and you don't go along with the globalist game plan, you lose your job. They don't want people investigating what's going on. They want you just to spout the party line, make everybody who's a patriot look like a fool as much as they can, and constantly degrade and abuse, you know, patriots and anybody who's trying to stand up for their rights in this country.
Well, and not so long ago, look what they were doing to the Tea Party folks, making them out to be everything violent. And there wasn't any violence that went on in their meetings. And when they left an area, there might have been an exception or two, but when they left the area, it was clean. They picked up after themselves. When we had these, what do they call them, those occupiers, Wall Street occupiers or whatever they were, they left filth behind. Absolutely left a mess. And but you didn't hear the media, not the mainstream media, complaining about any of them. And, you know, we can go all the way back, and I don't know how old you are. I figure we're probably about the same age. You might have a year or two on me, or maybe not. But we can go back to Walter Cronkite, and he wasn't, you know, he was more on the social side. He was the socialistic type of a journalist. He wasn't all about the truth and the facts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this goes back to, I mean, you know, they're just following the same game plan that Nazi Germany used in World War II. The Nazis, they just, everything, all their media was controlled, so the people got no information except what the Nazis wanted them to know. And that's the same thing that globalists are doing in this country. When there's important legislation coming up, when there's important cases in court, I'm talking about cases where patriots are standing up for the right. You never hear about them winning anything. You hear about them being prosecuted, persecuted. But when they win a case, the media is just dead silent on it.
Oh, yeah.
So there's legislation they're trying to get through. They don't want the people to know about it. There's a media blackout. That's how they're getting all these Mickey Mouse rules and regulations passed in this country, because the media doesn't cover what the people need to know in order to defend themselves against a corrupt government.
And, you know, this stuff that they cover, it's more of gossip than it is news. I mean, when you stop think about it, it's a soap opera in and of itself. You know, they cover the president and how they just make stuff up. It's just unreal. And I got so tickled at him at his rallies this last week when he was saying, well, I did this great thing. And he said, I'd go home and I'd tell my wife, the media is going to be excited. They're going to love me for what I did today. I know they will. And of course, they come out and they twist it all around. And he was making fun of it. But I do believe they are the enemy of the state because they are manipulating and they're keeping the news from us, and that is not free speech.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, that's my opinion anyway. I appreciate the call, Neil. Thank you so much. We have William from Delaware. William, how are you doing today?
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, Beth Ann. It's a very dangerous time that we live in.
Mm.
You know, this is not exactly about Alex Jones and InfoWars, although it is. This is about something bigger. And I want everyone to listen very carefully. This is about free speech. This is about freedom of expression. If they can silence Alex Jones, then they can silence people like Dennis Prager, Rush Limbaugh, Steve Crowder, Ben Shapiro, may I go, you know, I
yeah,
can
go
on. On.
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous trend, and even this morning, the senator up in Connecticut, I forget his name, actually called for legislation to take certain conservatives off the air. I forget the fellow's name. I'm sure someone knows who it is.
I might have that.
Yeah, I can get it in a moment here. But still, it's very dangerous. People, we need to keep this stuff in mind and keep our eye on things. I'm sorry.
We have to. No, that's okay. I understand. I've done the same thing where you try to sift through it. It doesn't make any difference who he is. It's we can look it up later. But you're absolutely correct, and we're heading into a break. But you're absolutely correct, William. It's not just about what happened to Alex yesterday. This is about what's going on. And if they can quiet him, they can quiet anyone. And
that's right.
Even though I don't always trust every person on Fox News, I do believe they're trying to give another side. But I don't want a side. I want the truth. We shouldn't
that's
be
right.
taking sides. They should be different outlets for truth, not opinions. I appreciate the call, William. Thank you so much for pointing that out. We're headed into a break. The question today is the media the enemy of the people? And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural individual families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21. Rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. As I went off the air for the commercials there, I forgot to give the number, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe in Arkansas, how are you doing today?
Oh, well, I'm still getting by and still getting some work done. How are you, Doctor?
I'm doing the same thing, getting by and yeah, mostly getting work done.
yeah, okay. Well, I wanted to chime in on the question here, and I think there's no doubt about it whatsoever. The media is the enemy of the American people. The media are absolutely monstrously evil people, and I think what they're engaged in is not journalism, not freedom of speech, but I think it could be absolutely proved that they're engaged in deliberate, outright treason. I think a completely legitimate case for treason could be brought against them. You know, I think it could be proved that the owners of the media are deliberately out to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. You know, I think they belong to this club of international bankers and corporate heads and so on like this that people call the New World Order, and that their whole aim and purpose in publishing what they publish and saying what they say on the air is to destroy the sovereignty of the United States as an independent country and put it under the thumb of international organizations like the World Trade Organization, the United Nations, and so on like that. They don't want the United States to be an independent sovereign country. They're out to destroy the constitutional government of the United States and the people's representative government of the United States. They are engaged in treason. They are enemies of the country and enemies of the American people. And I think it could also be shown that they always take the side of China, the interests of the government of China, against the interests of the United States or the people of the United States. And so I think that is grounds enough that they should be, you know, convicted and imprisoned of treason.
You know,
I don't think what they're engaged in is journalism or freedom of speech.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, when William was talking about it goes farther than, you know, the Alex Jones situation. And when you stop and think about what you were saying, how they manipulate things, how they choose to view people, like when it was the Tea Party group and how they viewed them as crazy, radical right folks and all this and that. Well, look what they did with the Hammonds and the Bundys. Look how they talk against private property, which is what really made this nation. But look how they talk against property rights and property owners. And they went after the Hammonds and the Bundys as if they were something horrible. And so just that in and of itself, you can see that they are not about, they're about big government and they're not about our Constitution or our Bill of Rights or we the people. So in that, you are absolutely correct. And I believe everyone has called in has had that same opinion, that they are the enemy of the people. The people have to, and I mentioned this a couple years ago, Joe, I'm sure you probably remember, we have become the enemy of the state. We, the people who formed the state, now are looked at as the enemy of the state. If we don't want big government, if we don't want them in our face or in our jobs or in our homes or in our communities bossing us around, telling us what we can do and not do, then we're the enemy. And the media portrays us as the enemy. So, yes, I believe that the media is the enemy of the people. I believe they have become that. I believe that's what they want. And I think what you were saying with the big bankers and all that, I think they're bought and paid for. I think those networks, including Fox, they're bought and paid for. And, you know, Fox is making a lot of money given the alternative side. But I didn't see them really jumping up and defending the Hammonds and the Bundys and going off. They did mention them. They did talk about them. And they did talk about when they got set free from prison. But they didn't go off on property rights like everybody else has done in some of the alternative news stories, and such as Range Magazine, that tells the truth. That is true journalism. And I try to tell the truth here. I try to get a hold of things that I think are truthful and beneficial to all of us. But, yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Joe. And I believe that with all my heart they are the enemy, and I think the president should continue to go at them. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Could I do something else?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. I'd like to say something about the Alex Jones situation. I think they're going after him first because it looks to me obvious. I don't know why more people don't see this, but it looks to me like Alex Jones is actually one of the greatest leaders of goodness ever in this world. You know, up there of the caliber of Martin Luther, say, or, I don't know, Gandhi, or, you know, almost as great as Jesus, maybe. It looks to me like Alex Jones is that kind of leader, you know, one of the greatest leaders of goodness ever sent to this earth. You know, I think he's got a little bit of a touch of superhuman power sent by God for a special mission, and that he's kind of here like to kind of lead the people of God against this Luciferian system at this critical time in world history. And, you know, I really think he's like on a special mission that way. And that's why they're going after him first. Of course, they want to get all the conservatives off the air. They want to get, you know, they want to get all the good people off the air. But I think they're going after Alex Jones first because, you know, they sense, they know, you know, that he's kind of on a special mission from God with a, you know, kind of a little touch of superhuman power, I think.
Well,
you know,
I don't know about that.
This world back to bring
I learned in my old age not to put anybody quite that high on a pedestal, but, you know, they're definitely after him for what he has said or done, and that's for sure. Appreciate the call. We're going to go to another phone call just before we head into a break. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom?
Hello. Oh, hello. There you are. Yeah, I don't think per se that the media is our enemy, but... Well, the corporations that run them, there's, you know, all these corporate structures interlocking boards and CEOs with agendas, and presumably there's people above them that nobody can see that are controlling them. And I think that, you know, the effect is that they become the enemy of the people because of their, you know, the people who are hired that we see on TV, they aren't journalists. They're paid to read off a teleprompter, and they better read it proper or else. As far as Alex Jones being squeezed out of the market, I was reading an old history book here talking about antitrust, there's talking about legislation prohibiting unfair trade practices. It forbids the seller of a commodity to discriminate in price between different purchasers, where the effect of such discrimination may be substantially to lessen competition or tend to create a monopoly in any line of commerce or to injure, destroy, or prevent competition with any person who either grants or knowingly, blah, blah, blah. In other words, these big companies, the Googles and the Facebooks and the Twitters, who knows where they got their startup capital from? Because, you know, it was like everything is free. And then I remember when the Internet just started up, when way back in the early 90s, and, you know, we had bulletin boards and things of that nature, and all of a sudden the Google comes along. And I'm going, this is, what's up with all this free stuff? You know, somebody's got to be paying for it.
It's going to cost us in the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why can't we have some other entities? I know that Google has some competition, and frankly, they're not all as good. But why can't we come up with something that's going, as far as their searching abilities and such? But you got to be careful. You got to be careful what you wish for. You got to be careful what you want and how much you want of it, because it will come back to bite you. And that openness on the social media is coming back to bite us now. And they're using this hate speech against us. You and I both know they're the only ones that have promoted the violence.
Well, socialism is seductive to somebody who really doesn't. I remember back when I didn't know anything about politics, and, you know, somebody comes along and says, hey, you know, no, you know, we got to help these people, and it's all, you know, goodness and holding hands and singing.
I'm going to have to let you go. We're headed into a break, but I like that. Socialism is seductive, because I think we see that with the young people as they're buying that story of free stuff. And, we need to be nice to everyone, those who have money, and think, well, I should share. But they want to share your money, not their money. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I do want to talk about the hacking and some other things. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And, yes, I do believe the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. And we have returned. We're going to take one more caller, and then I want to get on to something else. And it's still media, it's still kind of politics, but it's a different slant on it I want to share. We've got, before I do that, we have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
I'm just fine. I wanted to point out everybody needs to read the First Amendment. And it basically says a key word, abridging the freedom of speech, an aura of the press. By aura of the press, they're implying media. They didn't know there was radios and TVs and Internet back then. They just knew that you don't want to abridge the freedom of speech. Okay, then look up the word abridging. Formal definition, to reduce in scope, diminish. An example, attempts to abridge the right of free speech. If people will study that, they'll start to understand what's really happening, and that is that white men speak with forked tongue.
Yes, they do. And they're not just all white either. So, okay.
One other thing, I got kicked off of Facebook 3 times now, 3 months. And you know what I
told you not to use it as a dating service.
Well, I don't do that. I try to call in at 900, but they won't take you. Anyway, 900 numbers so you can get some funding. Anyway, I switched to RT.com, a Russian media. You get to hear what everybody in the whole damn world thinks.
I don't know if I want to know what everybody thinks, but
it's not good. We have to set them straight.
All right, Roger. Okay. All right, appreciate the call. Okay. Well, Rosie O'Donnell. And this is part of the reason that I pulled out Shakespeare about all the world's you know, a stage and all the people are actors. Rosie O'Donnell, which I don't think she's a very good actress, but anyway, or funny. I think she's one of the nasty women. She's vulgar, she's mean-mouthed, and she's not too smart. But Rosie O'Donnell and a bunch of her buddies that are from Broadway, why is it Hollywood? Why is it actors are so, and actresses are just, now, there are exceptions, and I have a couple of them that I could tell you about, but there are exceptions. But for the most part, maybe it's because they've got the stage. Maybe that's what it is. But they decide that they're going to go in front of the White House and they're going to sing and they're going to make noise so that the president cannot sleep. Now, that is a form of torture, to deprive someone from sleep. But nobody points that out, do they? They would if it was the other side doing it. If we had gone and done such a thing to President Barack Obama, oh my gosh, they would have talked about it. They would have arrested us, decapitated us, probably. Anyway, apparently they were misinformed, and President Trump and his family were in New Jersey at the time, and the protest lasted, they sang for 20 minutes, and then they left right afterwards, stage left, exit stage right or something, I don't know. So it says here in this article that other anti-Trump speakers and people dancing around in odd shark and dinosaur costumes filled the rest of the time. I guess the main ones, you know, like Rosie O'Donnell, they cut out after 20 minutes. That's how committed and dedicated they are. The speakers recited stale and worn out liberal narratives accusing Trump of being a racist and colluding with the Russians. If collusion is such a problem with these folks, why don't they look into Hillary Clinton and the DNC? Why don't they do that? Well, because that doesn't fit their narrative. So if you heard President Trump talking about Dianne Feinstein, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who had an employee, a longtime employee, that was a spy for China. Now, she tried to poo-poo it, you know, smooth it over. He was just a driver, but he wasn't. He was an office manager. Now, she did that, and we know that the DNC had the, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was defending, and they hacked and stole stuff from the DNC. The DNC was hacked. The convention, the Democratic convention, was hacked. But nobody talks about that. They were hacked by the Russians. And now we've got China. Could it be that the left, who wants socialism so bad, could care less what these foreign nations find out? Are they so much into their globalism that they could care less what information gets extracted from their offices? As long as the Republicans aren't taking that information, you know, that was the big Watergate stuff, spying on one another. The American people need to wake up. And I have heard so many, and I've read so many hateful things from the left, and the right's not always kind. Just be honest, they're not. But the left wanting violence against one another, against the anybody who is a presidential Trump supporter, or Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I think she's dropping the Huckabee. She's just Sarah Sanders now. Get in their face. Maxine Waters says, get in their face, go to their restaurants, don't let them rest. That is not freedom, and that is not liberty, and that is not America. There was a day, I remember hearing my folks talk about, I was just a kid, if you were in business, you didn't put political signs in your yard. It wasn't anybody's business who you were voting for. And now we've got it all over social media and people cursing at each other and calling each other names and saying they're going to get in their face. And, oh, it goes on and on and on. Maybe you need to go back to a little privacy in your politics. Not trying to shut anybody up. Just trying to bring a nation back together. The nation is divided, and President Donald Trump didn't do the dividing. It's been divided for a while. When you have a political party in the United States that takes an oath to the Constitution and then turns around and says they're a socialist party, even though it's not called socialist party, you're divided. Because they're trying to legislate the opposite of what the Constitution is and the Bill of Rights. So we have been divided. And we need to question ourselves as to why and who. But I think we all know. The elected officials, the career politicians, they want us divided. They want power. They are the deep state, with the exception of a few. And we're in a mess. Because we can complain about the Democrats all we want. But we're in a mess with the Republicans as well. Because the rhinos and the globalists and the socialists, they don't want you to be the republic. So it's time for you to stand up and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of